Hello, my name is Ariane Thompson, and I decided to do my archival research on the Harriet Tubman House, its history in the South End, as well as its eventual demolition. On the right, you can see the three stages of the Harriet Tubman House as I've broken them down, and on the left, you can see a timeline detailing more specific events. To start out, the Harriet Tubman House was started as a traditional settlement house for Black women escaping slavery or unfavorable conditions. Approaching the 60s, the Harriet Tubman House, as well as other settlement houses and a children's museum, combined to create the United South End Settlements, where they provided services to the Black community. The 60s was then spent planning for the building that we recognize more so today, that was erected in 1976 on the corner of Columbus Avenue and Massachusetts Avenue. This was a shift from more of a shelter-based organization to more of a community center. The 70s was spent hosting community planning meetings, encouraging Black people to vote, hosting other kind of community meetings like poetry slams and music events. A couple of decades later, the South End started to rapidly change and rapidly gentrify, and the site on the corner of Massachusetts Avenue and Columbus Avenue caught the eye of a for-profit condo developer. Despite community protests by Harriet Tubman House users and local residents and more, the building was bought by the luxury condo developer and demolished in 2020. In order to respect the rich history and livelihood of District 7, the new artery must preserve the remaining community centers and the memory of those that have fallen, the strength of community centers and organizations as influences of the community that they serve, and the historical precedent of the South End being one of Boston's most prominent Black neighborhoods.